Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. This series of training DVDs and downloadable high-definition videos covers topics such as building sites using CCK and Views, basic and advanced theming, and administering and site building with Drupal. Each densely packed video is a workshop in a box. Learn Drupal from the experts at Lullabot. For more information about each of these videos, visit store.lullabot.com.
I'm Kerry Gordon, and I got involved with Drupal because I was working on a project for a university. I used to be a Cold Fusion developer and have a Cold Fusion shop. And I was working on a project for a university that had, as its requirement, that it needed a front end for something called a digital library, and that had to be absolutely free with no cost associated whatsoever. And it needed to be something that could interact via XML. And we looked around, actually, and a friend of mine came up with Drupal, and I looked at it, and this was back in about 4 or 5, where pretty much we had to write everything that we were doing. We didn't have modules to do this stuff, but it was easy enough to write because of the wonderful Node system. And we started using it. And my company has a content management system that, at that time, we had developed in Cold Fusion for libraries, and it was getting old, and we were about to rewrite it. And after working with Drupal, I decided, well, we could use this for a low-end version of our content management system. And after working with Drupal some more, I said, what do I need Cold Fusion for? That's silly. We'll just do everything in Drupal. And we started working with it. A couple years later, I was working on a very large project for a client that involved internationalization, basically a multi-site system, 20 sites, sharing content in 11 languages. And I was having some questions and really had a bunch of questions I needed answered. And it was a few weeks before the Barcelona DrupalCon. So I went to Barcelona and got all my questions answered. And in the process, I was smitten with the concept, you know, because I knew the concept of how Drupal was built, the community, and had been involved a little bit in the documentation group. But really, going to Barcelona changed everything for me with Drupal. I immediately wanted to become more involved and to help in the production of DrupalCons because I knew I had skills there. So I got involved, originally presenting a proposal to do a DrupalCon in Los Angeles. You know, that didn't happen, but through that, I wound up in my position now as events manager for Drupal, which is not a job, it's a volunteer position, although it seems like a big job. We've managed to move DrupalCon from going from one DrupalCon to another, where we really didn't even start on the next one until we finished the last one, to we're now working 2 years out front, and that's pretty much where we're going to stay. So we're scheduled 2 years out front, lets us get buildings in places that are appropriate to what we're trying to do.
So, yeah, it sounds, you know, each year we're almost, like, keeping up with this doubling factor. Like, you know, the size of the conference keeps getting bigger and bigger. So it sounds like in order to find venues that could handle the DrupalCon, we needed to have that lead time, it sounds like. And so it used to be that institutional knowledge of running the DrupalCon would stop with whoever would run it. But it sounds like you're taking up that role a little bit more of keeping preserving that and carrying over the knowledge from year to year.
Well, going in, the first thing I did was to write and present to the association an events plan, which is a plan of how we would do events going forward. And we worked this out, we talked this out, and adopted it. And the basics of the plan are that we're going to professionalize, and we have professionalized all the professional pieces of DrupalCon. So both in Europe and in the U.S., we have events production companies that do the work of interacting with the venues and, you know, suppliers that we need. So all that is done by people who do that for a living. And then we also decided that we would try to shift from being local, where one local group would take on responsibility for everything, to being regional. So we now have North American, European regional groups that are responsible for choosing the cities, not based on competition, but based on the needs of Drupal and the resources that were available in those cities. So it sort of changed that model and really works to have an ongoing organization that chooses presenters and that gives scholarships and does all the things we do so that we don't have to start from scratch every time. And I guess I should add that we also have regional groups in South America and the Asia and Pacific areas that hopefully eventually we're going to have a third DrupalCon that rotates between them. We don't exactly know when yet, but we're hoping that's going to come about.
So maybe you could talk about the first DrupalCon that you've been involved in directly with producing then.
The first one that I was involved in was Paris, and that one was on the old model where it was run by a French organization under contract to the Drupal Association. And there I was mostly involved with starting to implement some aspects of our plan, like hiring a professional company to help them and organizing some of the technical aspects for them and helping them to negotiate contracts. Here in San Francisco, we moved to the next level. It's still mostly a locally organized event, but it is run under the aegis of the Drupal Association. So we have taken on a little more of the responsibility and broadened that out a little more. The next two events, which will be in Copenhagen in August and in Chicago in March of next year, will be produced under the new model with the regional groups.
Okay. And so what are you sort of like looking forward to this week? I imagine you're going to be pretty busy producing the conference, but what's sort of on your radar for what you're going to be doing?
Well, my job is sort of at a meta level. So at this conference, I'm mostly looking towards everyone having a good time, you know, to dealing with any issues that come up that can't be dealt with at a lower level. But really my focus is on the next three DrupalCons here. So we're focused on getting the Copenhagen DrupalCon on sale, and we're focused on getting information out about Chicago. And then we're working on the next one after that as well. So that's going to be our focus.
Okay. Well, great. Thanks.
Thank you, Kent.